Catherine Brett and Andrew Swift, and said from Swifties' successful album earlier this year in January. Well, actually, it's not just January, it's been out for a while now, but it's one of those ones you really must have in your collection. And it's from his album called Call Out for the Calvary. And speaking about calling out for the Calvary, I'm calling to the next studio. Stop distracting her. She's supposed to be focusing on me. Are you with me? I can't hear a thing again, but I must be doing the wrong button.
No, it was me.
Oh, there we go. Was it you?
Yeah, it was me.
Was it you or was it me?
No, it was me. I was too distracted.
Don't. You have 1 week off.
I know.
And you forget what you're doing.
I know.
I mean, I've got the excuse. I'm the dinosaur.
What's my excuse? Oh, I don't have one.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Hello. How are we?
Well, I'm standing upright.
Well, you're not, but...
Well, sitting upright, you know. Mum and I both checked into Balmain Hospital.
Well, yes, it's all happened for you, hasn't it? Well, you went to check her in and then you got admitted yourself.
They said, I think we're going to admit you. And I went, really?
No. Stop it. That's not what we're here for.
That's what I'm not here for.
I'm glad you and Mrs. Morrison are all okay.
Well, somebody went and said on Facebook, it's so nice how you do things with your mum all together. But now the poor thing's got a diabetic ulcer.
Oh.
And which has led to cellulitis.
Oh, good God.
So when she goes through the war, she doesn't do it half-heartedly, Mark.
No. She's really, you know, getting 100 out of 100 for that one.
I know, I've had a week off, but have I had a rest? No.
No.
But, you know, back to work, back to the real job tomorrow, you know, back to, I said I'm going back to work to have a holiday. And I mean that nicely.
Oh, you know, mothers can be a punish. Not a punish. Well, they can be challenging.
How much challenging did we give them when we were kids?
I know. Well, they taught us. My mum always reminds me, or my aunt always reminds me, I taught you how to use a spoon. So, you know.
And then I was really good this morning. I took her in a mobile phone and I brought it with me.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, Mrs. Morrison, if you're listening, good morning.
Oh, gee. I left her out with winky, blinky and nod. So what's it like outside? Because it was still a bit damp when I came in.
I found it chilly.
Fresh and exhilarating. We don't use the word cold, remember?
Okay, that's right.
Fresh and exhilarating.
Extremely exhilarating.
It wasn't that bad this morning. It was just a bit damp still. I mean,
It was out my way. It always gets a little bit cold. I feel like Cherrybrook. I live in Cherrybrook, right? And I feel like for some reason it's always 8 degrees colder in Cherrybrook than anywhere else in Sydney. Yeah, it's really cold.
But I mean, Cherrybrook's not the wide open place it used to be anymore either, though.
No,
I remember when Cherrybrook had one set of traffic lights.
I think people only pay attention to one set of traffic lights sometimes in Cherrybrook. But there's a lot of roundabouts in Cherrybrook for some reason. But yeah, it's cold. It was cold.
Yeah, round and round.
Round and round and round. I had all the kittens cuddled in. I got up. I put my fluffy dressing gown on.
Did you get your fluffy slippers?
Do you know what? My fluffy slippers have been kidnapped by my dog. So, no, I didn't put my fluffy slippers on.
I noticed
on.
You had puppy anniversary day.
Yeah.
Just recently.
Yeah, her adoption anniversary. I love that dog. She's seriously the best thing that's ever happened to me. I love her more than I can possibly fathom. I was going to bring her in this morning, but she didn't want to get out of bed. So I thought, oh, best not. But, yeah, it was her 8-year adoption anniversary.
There you go. See, you're 2 years behind Diesel and I.
Yeah, that's it. And she was only a puppy when we got her too. She's a little bit younger than Diesel when you got him.
Well, see, Diesel was supposed to be 4. Okay, we tell the story all the time. Diesel was advertised as 4.
No.
But when we, you know, in the morning we bought a 4-year-old dog. In the afternoon we picked up a 7 to 9 month old pup.
I always tell Polly, because I'm weird and I talk to my dog, I'm like,
no,
you're.
No, there's nothing weird with that.
Oh, that's it. I'm like, you're a rescue, but you were a really little puppy when you got adopted. She was born into the pound, so she never knew a life other than a concrete kind of cage. Mm. But I'm like, you've got it okay, kid.
Yeah.
You've got it okay.
I mean, neglected as Diesel was this week, he's still, you know, as soon as I got up, you know, and moved, he's like, are we going? We're going? No, we're not going.
No.
It's all about Grandma. We're going? No, we're not going. It's all about Grandma.
How many times have I said it, Diesel? You say the word, he looks at me with those eyes like, you need to call the RSPCA. He's the most well looked after dog I've ever known.
Social butterfly, that's what he's become.
Oh, he's a good boy.
Social, we finally got out to the park yesterday. I've got to put up. It was, did you see that sunset yesterday? I know we're digressing, but that sunset yesterday afternoon was absolutely amazing.
I had a nap.
And I've got, did you?
Yeah.
She had kill for one of those. but yeah, I've got to show, I'll show you the photos later. But he just, he's in natural, he's like angelic light.
He's a bit of a Victoria's Secret model sometimes. Shh. He knows how to find the angles of a camera.
I took a picture to show, you know, send out to Tom, you know, Wolf, because they've got a new Kelpie pup called Ringo.
Yote.
I know. And I said, you know.
Love a Kelpie.
Brett Eldridge, who celebrates his birthday today and entertains here next month.
Happy birthday.
He's got a Weimaraner cross. And his new video clip.
Oh, I love those too.
His new video clip is called Love Somebody. Has his dog daydreaming that, you know, he and his daddy go out and they do dinner, they do steaks and they go all over the place. You know, and he said when you love somebody and then there's the paw on the hand, they're eating popcorn, watching the movie together on the couch. It's so cute.
That's actually my life with my dog. I make us matching costumes for holidays like Halloween and Christmas.
I'll send you the link to watch Brett Eldridge.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's what we're all doing this morning is watching dogs.
Yes, yes. What's on the show, by the way?
You know,
7:30 and it's half the hour of 7.
Unfortunately, no dogs on the show this
What's
morning.
Going on?
Well, no, like scheduled dogs. There will be unscheduled dog content because there is like, it's me. We're going to talk about a few different things. We'll be talking about oil drilling. We will be talking about all the fun events that are happening around town. It's space time. This week on the show, our astrophysicist friend, Dr. Kirsten Banks, will be in.
Did you see the new moon? What was it? The blood moon, whatever it was on Thursday night?
Oh, good grief. I always miss those.
In Europe, and it's actually a lot of the, and that's where they had that big accident overseas in Persia, wherever it was, where the boat crashed. Because over in the Northern Hemisphere, because it's the change of the season, it goes to the autumn. So it's a big moon.
I saw a big moon.
Equinox. It's an equinox one.
Cool.
It's a change of the
Don't understand
season.
Moons. And I don't, like, when everyone's like, oh, it's a big moon, it's a red moon, it's a green moon. I'm asleep. I always, like, have every intention of getting up at, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning to
you
watch a solar,
because we're losing our daylight now. You just sit there and you watch it come up over the horizon.
That's the one.
Get on with your show, you. Disappoint me now. Go and do your star-studded love later on.
Bye, Bob.
Bye.
Bob will be back next week, 7 a.m. Oh, not 7 a.m., it's 7 a.m. now. She'll be back at 5 a.m. on Saturday morning. Right now, though, everybody, it is time for a little bit of Weekend Brekkie.
SER Weekend Breakfast with Jess Clayman.
Oh, good grief. Good morning. It's 9 minutes past 7. My name's Jess. This is Weekend Breakfast here on 2SER 107.3. Happy Saturday. Happy Election Day. Get ready. Have a small breakfast. It's Democracy Sausage Day. It's a very exciting time. we've got lots to talk about this morning. We'll be talking about the Inner West Tool Library, amongst many, many other things. Going to kick the hour off with a track from Fair Maiden. This one, it's called All I Know. Morning.
Cherish you, dear. Explore your artistic talents at NIDA with our winter residency program. For ages 15 plus, NIDA's residencies are designed for committed artists who are ready for intensive training delivered full-time for 2, 3, or 4 weeks. Acting, musical theatre, directing, writing and more. Residencies applications are now open for a July start. Go to nida.edu.au/residency. NIDA sponsors 2SER 107.3.
We absolutely love our supporters at 2SER. To give back, we have regular supporter-only giveaways with tickets to gigs, movies, the theatre, exhibitions and more. Look out for 2SER e-news in your inbox to see what you could win. Stories, ideas, music and free stuff.
You win!
Off the album Easy Land. It's called Hyperspace Blues. Good morning. It's 17 minutes past 7 a.m. My name is Jess Clayman. This is Weekend Breakfast on 2SCR 107.3. Let's take a look at that weather today. We've got tops of 28 in the city, 32 out west, partly cloudy. Chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon or evening. That's a warm day for an election day, but, you know, I'll take it. It'll be okay. We'll take a look at those roads around Sydney for anyone who is heading out and about this morning. We've got a broken down truck in Eastern Creek, Walgrove Road, approaching Wonderland Drive. Is that like the Wonderland Drive? I think it would have to be. Oh my gosh, I didn't rename the street. Wonderland's been gone forever. One of the southbound lanes there is currently closed. Oh, I feel like I've discovered something amazing. There's a crash in Bankstown, Hume Highway at Meredith Street, a broken down car in Lorena, Hoxton Park at Webster Road, and a broken down truck in Dean Park, Richmond Road at Rudy Hill, affecting northbound traffic. Right now, I'm going to jump into a track from Tensi. This one, it is called Liquid Tongues. It's featuring Billy Free. Stay tuned. A little later in the morning, we are going to test whether or not you've been paying attention this week. Morning.
So devoted, you're delight the locomotive. Mouth unfolding like a lotus, honing on a focus of your notice. Get right off this drive, off this wheel to thrive. Nothing like it felt before. Gonna sway your body back and forth. Wasn't that what you were looking for? Play the beat and I align, and me and these drums keep coinciding. Hold thoughts on the line and count it up again so it could be the right. Walking through these cycles, swallowing doubts to keep the smile. Warmer it's my tea, tasting delighting, splitting your nighty. Liquid tongue set me on fire. Let's keep it twining. Get the spirits behind me. Elements are combining. Liquid tongue set me on fire. Catching good height on this parallel. Flowering and diving inside this spell. Secrets so deep, sweet, who gon' tell? Who gon' tell? Who gon' tell? Breathing and shining, thunder and lightning. Flash of the TV, move me profoundly. Sound is surrounded.
Sydney never sounded so good. Vivid Live at Sydney Opera House has Maggie Rogers, Underworld, Herbie Hancock, Sharon Van Etten, Dirty Three, Kayana Taylor, Briggs, Kelsey Liu, Yonsei from Sigur Rós with Alex Summers, Stella Donnelly, Grouper, The Middle East, A Guy Called Gerald, Larry Heard, John Talabot, and so much more this May and June. Book now at sydneyoperahouse.com/vividlive. Sponsors of 2SER.
You might know him as a frontman of Pavement, or even heard him with the Jicks. But Stephen Malthamus returns solo on his latest release, Groove Denied, this week's 2SER feature album. A stalwart of indie rock, Stephen Malthamus turns his focus instead to his laptop and electronics on Groove Denied. Tune into Breakfast, Drive and Static for your chance to win copies. Groove Denied by Stephen Malthamus. The new feature album on 2SER 107.3. Stories, ideas, music.
do but sail across the ocean for revenge. So alien in this burnt world, far away from the fan. I turned rancid. What could I do but target off my bossman for me? So I dragged my axe to Baker's fine house. I gave a knock on his door. I started swinging, I never looked up. To Baker was an ocean of revenge. I know you thought about me more often than I thought of you. It's true, just admit it. So keep yourself in debt. In Scotland, there's nothing here. It's already rotten. A boy cannot catch a break. It's only luck and take, take, take.
Bluesfest Touring presents Ray LaMontagne at the State Theatre on Wednesday the 24th of April. Ray LaMontagne, accompanied by Wilco's John Stirrett on bass, will highlight songs from all of Ray's 7 studio albums. It's a magical, intimate acoustic evening at the State Theatre, Wednesday the 24th of April. Tickets through Ticketmaster, also appearing at Bluesfest, to SER sponsor.
Don't lose your grip on the rain.
song. That one's called Strange News. Up the top, we had Tensi with Liquid Tongues, even. And in the middle, our 2SCR feature album artist of the week, Stephen Malkmus with Ocean of Revenge. Now, we're giving away Stephen's new album all week here on 2SCR, every single day on Breakfast, on Drive, and on Static. Of course, today, Breakfast is the only chance you're going to get to win a copy. The album, it is called Denied Groove. Now, I'm going to give it away sometime after 9 a.m., around about the 9:20 mark, even. I'll give you a little hint there. Now, there's only one condition. You can't have won anything from us within the last month. Otherwise, you will just need to call when we ask you to do so. The number this morning is 95149500. Don't call yet. Wait until after 9, but get excited. Up next on the show, we're going to do something a little new, a little different, a little bit of a quiz to see how the week has been, whether or not you've been retaining what has happened this week. A bit of fun for a Saturday morning, get our brains working and pumping this wonderful election morning. Don't forget, you have to vote today. Yes, everybody, it's here, state election. I feel like these always sneak up so quickly on us. So state election is today. Polls will open at 8 a.m. They close at 6. Got to head out. Vote for our state representatives. I take this all very seriously. I take voting extremely seriously. I've looked up all of my candidates. I know who's running in my electorate. I know what their platforms are or what I disagree or agree with them about. I know what order I'm voting in. I know whose hand I want to shake, and God, I know what box of Girl Scout cookies I will be purchasing today, because I drive a little bit out of my way to go to a polling booth that includes Girl Scout cookies. It's a scout hall. And the Girl Scouts, so the Girl Guides is what they're called. The Girl Guides always have a cookie stall or a bake stale store or something along those lines. So that's where I'll be today. Track for you from Pond. It's called The Boys Are Killing Me. It's off the album Tasmania. Morning. I wonder why you would find